Storyside presents Sherlock Sam and the Ghostly Moans in Fort Canning, narrated by me, Andrew Marco. Chapter 1. "Hold still, Watson," I said. "I have been holding still for 32 minutes," Watson replied.
"Then just hold still for one more minute," I grumbled, giving the screwdriver one final twist. "There, it's done."
I stood back to admire my handiwork. Other than the small panel that was open on the right side of Watson's head, he didn't look any different.
But he was now more powerful than ever.
"Why are you laughing strangely?" Watson asked. I closed the panel with a sharp click.
"Let's test it out, Watson," I said. "On my mark, start."
Watson remained silent.
"Watson, did you hear me?"
"I said start," I said, and waited for him to respond.
Watson continued to remain silent.
"Is it not working correctly?"
"Impossible," I said, moving towards my robot.
"Let's test it out, Watson. On my mark, start," I said in reply.
Wait a minute. Was that me?
"Watson, did you hear me? I said start," I continued. Was my voice really that squeaky?
But more importantly, it worked. The new recording device I had installed in Watson worked.
"Isn't this awesome, Watson? Now you will be able to record all my case notes, no matter where we are," I said.
"Indeed. What could be more awesome than recording your case notes?" Watson replied.
"Okay, let's start with the case of the missing hamster," I replied, glaring at my robot. "He was brown with white patches, and at his young age he was already a proficient escape artist. They called him Benjamin. Benjamin the hamster. Boys, dinner,"
Dad called from the living room.
"Dinner! Come on, Watson," I said, already halfway out of my bedroom.
"Coming, Dad!"
Dad, Mom, and Wendy were seated at the dining table by the time Watson and I arrived. Mom had made her famous spaghetti bolognese. Her sauce had just the right mix of minced beef, carrots, and celery, a delicious, savory perfection. Watson had his own plate of used batteries that he consumed as his power source. His batteries were AA and cold.
"May I have extra cheese, please?" I asked politely.
"You're so chubby already. Still want more cheese," Wendy said. I glared at my sister. Wendy was tall and skinny and only a year older than me. Maybe I would have a growth spurt when I turned 11. Anyway, great detectives come in all shapes and sizes, and that was what I wanted to be. A great detective, like Sherlock Holmes and Batman.
"It's all right. Sam is a growing boy," Dad replied, handing me the bowl of grated cheese.
"Only one more spoonful, Samuel," Mom warned.
She had a look on her face that meant she wasn't going to repeat herself.
"Yes, Mom," I said.
I made sure it was a heaping spoonful. Dad grinned at me. Like me, he had been a chubby kid when he was 10. But now he was tall and skinny. I had genetics on my side. I had read about this in The Stuff of Life, a comic on genes and DNA that Dad had bought for me. He had also let me read Science of the X-Men, which was also about genetics, but not as relevant to my situation.
"What time is your school excursion tomorrow morning?" Mom asked.
8 a.m., I mumbled, my mouth full of pasta.
8 a.m., Watson repeated. Everyone turned to look at Watson.
"What was that?" Wendy asked, her eyes wide.
"Oh, I've just installed a recording program in Watson," I replied, twirling spaghetti around my fork.
"That's interesting," Dad said, nodding approvingly.
"No eavesdropping," Mom said, shaking her head disapprovingly.
Can Watson help me with my Chinese presentation for school?" Wendy asked.
"No, he may not," Mom replied.
"Anyway, both of you have
sample complete. Ready to continue?"